culinary procedure, a culinary investigation, in which a flat plate moved around my body in steps. It seemed to move, let me pick a number, 5 degrees at a time, dwelled there for about 2 minutes, moved 5 degrees, dwelled 2 minutes. And my guess is that's an older version of this ring of crystals, or maybe that was a different test. Back to you for a possible guess on that one, Joe. WB2 SSB, K2LIW.
K2LIW, WB2 SSB. Well, you've just described the test that I actually spent most of my career performing at NYU Medical Center. That was a tomographic technique called SPECT, single photon emission computed tomography. It didn't use a PET radiopharmaceutical. It used a radioactive metal atom, probably technetium or maybe thallium, that emits a single photon. These photons are detected by, as you said, two-dimensional matrices of crystals with photomultiplier tubes, and depending on which photomultiplier tubes see the scintillation, the actual position of the scintillation on the surface of the crystal is ascertained. Now, as you said, this device, this gamma camera, has to travel around you. It usually go 180 degrees, or with a two-headed camera, we end up covering 360 degrees in order to obtain the same information. Let me drop. In order to obtain the three-dimensional information that, once again, lets us use the mathematical back projection algorithms to come up with the three-dimensional distribution of the radioactive drug. These are most commonly used for looking at coronary artery, blood flow.
About 1 minute, Dick.
Patients with various tumors that affect the bones, liver scans, lung scans, fluctuating blood clots, those sort of things. Those are standard. They've been done ever since the 1950s. Back to you.
Don, good information. Yeah, we've been timed out, Joe. Time, Don, good information. I'm getting it by a different means. We're not going to be able to hear you, I'm sorry to say. Welcome. I'm sure I hope you'll come back again next week and give us a few more words on this. I am guessing that nuclear medicine techniques like the ones you're describing are improving in resolution, three-dimensional resolution. And so I'll bet you they're getting better and better, and I bet you can tell us some more about that. You guys just have listened to TechNet number 1525. And we'll be back next week, because I'm not sure we've settled all these issues. We've come close, and obviously I'm kidding. Bye-bye, you all. Bye-bye for now. K2RIW clear. KC2WGB, over to you, John, K2RIW.
One CIS accessing RLP. One CIS clear. Station trying, you're bringing up the repeater. N1 CIS here. Roger that, N1 CIS. CIS clear, thank you.
the W2VL repeater.
KFC, I believe you say. This is KC2RXV, Ben, go ahead.
KD2ESC, yes. This is Ken. I'm in Massapequa Park.
Okay, Ken, this is Ben. We spoke before, not long ago, I remember. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I had some car trouble yesterday. My started misfiring like crazy, so it's parked into the driveway, so I have to go see Monday or Tuesday what's going on with it.
I know, car trouble is a big problem. We don't like this. I sell car for a living, so I know. I hate when people call me and with car problems.
No, it's no fun. I know, I didn't get on the internet the other day. I just had some problems with that too. I'm all wireless over here. I'm in a ground floor apartment, and everything's wireless for me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Anyway, I'm on my way to grab some breakfast for you. I'm talking from IHP. I wasn't sure I will be able to hit the repeater from my car on my IHP. How to copy me, Ken?
Copy it pretty clear. I get some noise here. See, I set up one of my magnetic antennas, the Tram 1185, just inside the window with a little metal baking plate. I've never used it before. Do you copy? Copy me, okay?
What I do at home, the Meg Mount antenna on the window, and it works beautiful. It works really good. And in the car, I'm taking my HD with me, which I ordered Friday. I ordered a little antenna, then I can hook up to my HD and put it on the roof of the car. So that probably will improve, but I'm glad you copy me even now without the antenna outside.
Copy it nice and clear. How do you copy me?
Hey, you're coming out loud and clear, no problem at all, Ken. You're coming beautiful. From Massapequa Park, I mean, I don't see any problem. Are you in an apartment building?
Apartment in a private house on the ground floor. Just a small place. Private house, ground floor.
It's similar to my situation. I'm on an apartment building. I'm on the floor. So, now for me to reach any repeater from inside. But with the antenna,
I never tried this before. I just took a little baking pan out of a broiler and I put it in the window, put some magnetic antenna on top of it, and I ran the wire over, so I'm sitting in my lounge chair talking. Ben, you're breaking up. I have a Bofang, the 73X, I don't know, it's 72X I think it is. It's a dual band, 2 meter, and it's a 222 megahertz.
Okay, very good. Oh, I'm pulling in the bagel store. I'm going to sell something to eat. So I should be out in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If you stay around, we can talk a little bit more. So I will take a little break from now, Ken.
Hey, Ben. I'll stand by. I'll be on the side. Okay.
I need my cup of coffee and bagel. I'll be back in about 10, 15 minutes.
Good, KD2EFC, on the side.
Dirty Purple Zombies in Richmond Hill, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Q6 Dirty Purple Zombies, Richmond Hill, testing QSN.
Hal, you're loud and clear. Good morning, and to we go.
Oh, okay, that'd be good. We lost the radio here on the band, so I wanted to just throw something else in. It sounds clear, we're not distorted, we're not rumbling.
I just came into the room from the kitchenette. You are loud, you're hitting it a little bit too hard.
Alright, well, that would be take care of. Hold on. It's just an analog I'm trying to find.
I'm not getting that, Hal. Your deviation is fine because you're not popping out of the repeater, but your audio level is too high, and I hit Ben in there. Get Ben.
Good morning, folks. I think I have Al also. So good morning, Richard. Good morning, Al. Al, your friend called me. I talked to him, and he's going to come by and can this Al.
Oh, that's great, Ben. I'm glad to hear that. He's a nice fellow. Do whatever you can for him. I think you're going to have a circle.
Definitely. I will do anything I can, definitely. No questions asked. He should call me next weekend, hopefully, and we'll try to... let's give it back to Richie now.
Yes, good morning, Ben. Hope everything is well with you. I've been up since about 6. Actually, I got up around 3, and then I went back to sleep, and slept till about 6. I don't know, sometimes I sleep the night through, sometimes I don't. So I'll back off the audio a little bit, and come on back.
Hello.
Oh, we doubled.
No, we backed off the audio, the deviation envelope looks good, over.
Now, you're doubling with me, you're doubling. Your deviation's okay, because you're not popping out of the repeater, but you distorted over too much audio gain.
Alright, well, there shouldn't be too much gain now.
Oh, now it sounds much more better.
Much more better. Okay, as long as it sounds much more better, let it go. Very good. Go ahead, Ben, pick it up. This is Q6 Dirty Purple. Oh, Q6 Dirty Purple Zombies.
EFC. How you doing, Dirty Purple Zombie? I think I talked to you a long time ago.
Yeah, you're getting in okay with your pipan. I was monitoring a little bit earlier. So you're doing fine. I hear you good. And it's a little more solid now than when I think I heard you the first time.
Yeah, I got a Bofang, I don't know, 80, I think it is. I'm looking at ICOM, the V84. Have you ever heard of that one? It works on 60 cells, 4 battery packs.
Gee, I haven't seen one come in, and we work on all these things, so I can't really give you an honest opinion. If it's something I've repaired or worked on, then I could either tear it down or build it up. But without seeing it, I can't give you an opinion. What do you say, Richard?
Oh, you said it works on non-rechargeable batteries, 4 C cells. I wouldn't buy that. I would buy something that takes rechargeable batteries. Otherwise, you're going to go nuts.
As KD2AFC, no, it works on 6 rechargeable battery packs as well as a B264 battery pack, so 6 B cells that are rechargeable, and then the battery pack is another option that goes in the same slot, so you can go either way, or you can park it into a DC source, so there's 3 different ways you can hook it up.
That's okay. You're going to go portable, definitely buy the rechargeable pack and the matching charger. Otherwise, you can forego the batteries and just run it off like an Astron power supply. Ben, what do you say?
Hello?
thought it originally was for digital use, but it does work beautiful also on the analog. So it looks like very well built, very solid, great radio. I myself have a good experience with Icon, but that's only the only one radio I have. Everything else I got, like right now, back to you, Ken.
Ken, it puts that up to 5.5 watts. It's variable from 1, 3, and then 5.5 watts. So you got flexible power, so you don't eat up your batteries if you don't have to. So that sounds good. It is supposed to be mil-spec for, for damage, but it's water resistant and it's drop resistant, shock test.
As I say, I have a very good experience with Icon in general, so I will not hesitate to buy an Icon radio.
Sounds good. I think I'm going to get it. It runs like $100, but the accessories can get a little hefty. The remote and you can put one of these FBI type throat microphones on your head. It needs an adapter. So that's a few bucks, but I just picked that up just one at a time. Ben.
Oh, inexpensive, $100 for an Icon radio. That's shocked me, but yeah, as I say, I have a good experience. All the rest of my equipment is TI-2 and it works well, fine too. So I never had a bad experience with any radio, to be honest. Let's give it to Al. Al is a real expert on the radios, I guess.
Yeah, that's not one I know of. The price isn't bad, for what it is, but I just can't tell you, how good it is. A lot of stuff that's coming in out of the country, it's a plug and play and throw away. Not plug and play and repair it when it dies. So, that's what it is. It's no big deal. All these new sets, though, someone brings me a Bolfang or something like that that wants to be repaired, I tell them it's not economically worth it. Throw up the can and get another one. Go ahead, over.
Let's read a little Bofings. I got that 5UV R Plus. It's still kicking around. I have that in the car, but it's I got to get off the Bofang kick. I think the other one's probably felt a little better. It seems that the paint wears off the keypad. But the eye drop resistant, I dropped the 5R several times, no problem.
Well, some of these sets will take abuse, that's no problem. It's just when it comes to repairing them, you have to draw some lines in the sand. And, there's a point of economics there. So, I think it's great the Chinese should come in and they've really done a number. And I'm waiting for them to come out with a HF transceiver for $129.95. And believe me, it's coming. And when it does, ICOM, Kenwood, and Yaesu are going to run to the hills. Go ahead, Richie.
Probably true, Hal. I don't know. By the way, Amy is going to call me this evening. She was supposed to call me last evening. But she was too tired, Keith told me. But Keith said when we get the loan, he said to me, he said we, meaning him and Amy, want me to get the Kenwood radio as well as get the work done in the house. And I'll get more information tonight, but that loan is coming very, very shortly. According to what he said, and this is all secondhand, Amy will call me tonight. It looks like it's coming through, and it looks like I'll have it very shortly, maybe a week or two. So I hope Willie is going to come to the today. He's supposed to come at 12 o'clock.
Grabbed the wrong mic. And doing okay, 6DPC. Yeah, he's planning to leave my place, the Oceanside, and go over and see you. He's taking his time off from my project to see you on this thing. Also, explain to him about the boiler, because he does also boiler replacements. Anything in the place this guy can handle. And get a quote for that.
Oh, that's terrific. He did that. That's like a subspecialty. Very told her we needed a firebox, whatever that is. But I may replace the whole thing. I don't know. Anyway, let me turn it over to you, Ben. Ben, what we're talking about, my loan is coming through. It's going to be between $50,000 and $60,000, so we can do all the work I have to do in the house. And I'm also going to take $1,500 and buy a Kenwood TS-2000. Go ahead, Ben.
KG2ESY.
KC2LXV, very good. Richie, very good. And the breaking station recognized. We're going to get you in a minute. I was curious, Al, I heard you say something about HF, HD, is there an icon coming out with a HD, HF? Straighten me up on this one, I'm very curious. Al?
No, on this band, some of these Chinese companies are going to come out with an HF transceiver for $129.95, like Earl Shive. It's in the works, I'm sure, because if a company can make a UHF transceiver the size of a bullfunk, making an FM transceiver is child's play for them. You don't have all a single sideband transceiver, low frequency, it's child's play. And I'm sure they're going to be out with it very shortly. And ICOM, Kenwood, and Yaesu, as I mentioned, are going to run pretty well. If you want a small, right now that's an HF transceiver, ICOM has the 817. That's like an HF transceiver. I know what it is. I've used them. I have one. This is a transceiver for low power. And over.
Oh, you still have a little bit of distortion in there. Lower the gain some more, okay?
Too busy thinking. I'll get it in a second. Did you get that, Ben?
Yes, I got it, and I thought then the FT817, the Yaesu FT817 is the smallest you can go when it comes to HF, which I love it. I have one of those, and it's a great radio. All right, let me bring in the breaking station, and then you tell me what you have again to say about this. If anything going to be smaller than an FT817, that should be something that I will buy immediately. Okay, the breaking station, please, pick it up and give it to Richie.
It's an FT-817. I'm sorry. I got so many numbers running around in my head. I feel like a wheeling dervish.
2ESY. It's Andy here. Ben, thank you very much. I've been trying to get a hold of you for the past couple of months. I even called the car dealer in Freeport. Apparently, you're not there now. Any way I can get a hold of you, it's Andy, KD2ESY.
Hey Andy, I am in BMW in Freeport. I'm right now in front of the store talking on my HD on my car. So I don't know, I guess somebody gave you the wrong info. But you can call me on my cell phone. Let me know if you have a pen, I'll give it to you right now.
I am ready.
Okay, 516-732-5411. You can call me anytime, it's my cell phone and I'm on the dealership right now, as I say.
Okay, I'll try calling you at some point today. I appreciate that very much. I want to say hello out to Ricky there also. Ricky, remember, it's Andy.
Hey, Andy. Say good morning to you. It's 8 o'clock. You know, I have help in the house here, what you call home care. And the shift will be changing any second. So Anthony will be coming in from India. Anthony is from India. And he also comes here with, he's a great guy, he comes here with cat food and dog food, which he doesn't have to do. So the animals here love him. They know when they see Anthony, they know they're going to get fed. How does that sound, Al? By the way, Anthony has at home a Siberian Husky. And this is a gorgeous dog named Ilsa. He brought Ilsa here one day, and Ilsa was playing with the Labrador we have, Bailey, and they love each other. Get it out.
I mean, Husky's a beautiful dog. I know the animal, Richard. It's quite an animal. You know, I have a Sheltie, and I'll tell you, I wouldn't trade my little Sheltie for anything. I got to grab something and then come back. Gentlemen, I'll be back. And, yeah, Rich, I'll reset the levels on this. I got to get into the IDC, but then I'm afraid if I change IDC, I'm going to change PL level. If I change PL level, it may not come into the repeater. I'm using a 706 Mark II here on the bench. Well, I'll see what I can do. I'll come up with some, as they say, cockamamie ideas. K6DPZ clear.
Okay, Al, you can probably hear Barry barking in the background. Emma just walked in through the back door, and she knows she's gonna get fed. Go ahead, Ben.
Okay, this is RxV. Yeah, the dog's no very good. I just got the dog again. You know, I left my dog in North Carolina to my stepdaughter because I didn't think I had the time to take care of her. So now then I have Vicky moving with me, so I do have, she's at home all day, so I got the dog. And I got the little Maltese, and yeah, they're smart. They know when they're going to get sick. It's amazing how smart they are. They wanted to stay with us or leave. I know us.
Okay, Ben, listen, I'm going to get out of here. I don't have patience. We have a jammer on the frequency. I don't know why they get fun out of doing that, but let me turn it over to Andy, and let's see if we copy him, and then I'm going to get out of here. And to be out.
check.
Scoot 6 Dirty Pipple Zombies Mobile for a radio check.
This is ACGIS, Purple Zombie. I hear you clearly, although the repeater seems to be acting up. ACGIS.
2IS K6DBZ. No, it's not acting up. You just got some degenerate that's giving a hard time, that's all. Get that? AC2IS K6DBZ. Did you get that? You got some bottom feeder that's giving the repeater a hard time. Hey, Richard, are you still in there, K6DBZ?
Washington 1, Whitey White. How are you doing today?
I just pulled in my parking spot to try to knock out some repairs before noon.
Okay, very good. Just wanted to jump in, say hi, see how you were doing, how the steer plane was doing, you know, stuff like that.
Now, the bird's okay. One of its paws has a little problem. There's a little, I think, leak on one of my calipers, and they're going to take care of it on Wednesday.
All right. If I'm around on Wednesday, do you mind if I intercept you at the airport and get a chance to look in this thing?
No problem. I don't know if I'll be there when I'll be working on it. I got so much going on with this move to Oceanside, I've been, you know, going like a wheeling dervish.
Do you need help with that?
I got five guys, a van, working back and forth. It's just moving everything around, getting it all, you know, organized. It's a project.
Okay, just thought I'd offer. Anyway, if you do get to look at the bird on Wednesday, give me a call. I think you've got my email.
If I don't get out there on Wednesday, I am going to try to get out there on Thursday, definitely. And if you give me a shout Thursday on the radio, if you hear me in the morning, I may be out there around noon. And we can meet up, maybe grab some lunch or something.
Love it, but I've got a prior on Thursday. I have to be up in Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay. Well, let me see what happens. They said they're going to get it repaired Wednesday. I'll be able to have it on Thursday. They may take till Thursday. I may get the bird on Friday, so I don't know what's going on. He's a very busy mechanic, and I don't want to push him.
Again, I'm available Friday, though. So just like I said, only on Thursday was I previously scheduled.
All right, well, let me see what happens. And if you, when you hear me on Friday morning, I'll let you know what the situation is.
Outstanding. I'll be floating around in and out.
So will I, I'll tell you. I'm glad I'll be halfway from where I am now to Republic.
Okay. Good luck. And I think you said you were in your parking spot, so I'll let you jump out. N1 Whitey White.
Yeah, I'm parked. N1YDY, K6DPZ, clear. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. N1YDY, clear.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
You still there? K6DPZ and 2EL. Heard you on before, but on the Ferritone.
Hey, Rich, I think I heard you in there. N2EO, N1YDY.
Sir, N1YDY, N2EO. I forget the name. I'm terrible.
Hey, your name is Rich. You spell it R-I-C-H.
Yes, as in Romeo, India, Charlie Hotel.
Hi, Rich. I'm just pulling on your chain. My name is Hank, Hotel Alpha November Kilo. How are you this morning?
Okay, Hank. Very, very good. Very good. Yeah, I was just on the telephone, or as I call it, a Celadon. I've got contractors coming over here today, two contractors and one tomorrow. And, you know, you really got to, it's sort of very subjective to figure out, it's not only the best price, it's who you think is going to do the best job, you know? I don't know, I got very little experience picking these guys.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Not only the best price, it's who you think you're going to be most happy with, who's going to do the best job for you. I had a guy, doing some work years ago up in Norwalk, Connecticut, and the guy who gave me the best price just made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. The guy who did the job, who I gave the job to, and he did a great job, he was about, you know, maybe 5% more than the other guy, but I just, you know, I thought I'd be happier, and I certainly was extremely happy, and something came up later where we had a miscommunication, and the guy absorbed the miscommunication, so I really was. At the end of the day, I was really happy that I chose the guy I chose.
Very good. good. Well, there's a guy coming over today that Hal, K6DPC, speaks very highly of at noon. There's another guy coming over at 10, and there's a guy coming over tomorrow at 11. Those other two guys that didn't come from Hal, you know how I got them? There's a website called Home Advisor. You ever use them? And I put down what I'm looking for. You fill out a little form. And I just got two calls, one right after the other.
I never used them, but I hear what you're saying. So, I don't mean to be rude here, but I just see I'm looking at my cell phone, and I see I've got three messages from somebody that I know, and they're marked urgent, so I think I'm going to jump off the phone with you and see if I can get hold of them. So, Rich, let me catch you later. N1YDY.
Yeah, no problem. You're not being rude. You got to make calls. You got to make calls. You take care. And it's now 9 o'clock. This guy is coming here from Bohemia because that's way out. You know, it's a big job I got. So, and then the other guy is coming at 12, and the other guy is coming tomorrow at 11. I'll see you later, Hank, and to you.
If I'm done with the calls, I'll give you a shout back in a second. But, you know, like I said, three calls marked urgent. I'm going to at least give him a shout back. Bye-bye, N1YDY.
Absolutely, and to you.